Governor Carney recently put out a tweet calling on more volunteers for the state's Medical Reserve Corps, and I was hoping you'd start by just explaining what the Reserve Corps is and what role it's playing in the state right now.
The Delaware Medical Reserve Corps started not long after the National Medical Reserve Corps, which came about as a result from the 9/11 occurrence in our country, and based after the response that was solicited by multiple volunteers across America, most states have implemented a corps of incredible volunteers, both medical and non-medical, and they are just able to be superior boots on the ground helping in response. And they vary in things from like activities such as hurricane response, tornado response, psychological first aid, responding after active shooters, and the list goes on. And in Delaware, it's rightfully so that they are at the table often, particularly those who are still licensed, such as nurses, doctors, PAs, pharmacists, to help when we need help with immunizations and or vaccines. For example, they've helped with flu vaccine, and now, guess what, helping a lot with preparations with COVID. And so, if you are helping to get this out in the media, there are two paths. There is the path of the person who is licensed, such as nurses, doctors, pharmacists, veterinarians, and dentists to vaccinate, or we need lots and lots of help with the CDC requirements, with the Delaware VAX system. A lot of paperwork that needs processing. And again, we need persons to do different support and screening. So if you're writing about us, you can let folks know that there is a need both for the healthcare side as well as non-healthcare.
Okay, that's interesting. So then what are the prerequisites, or what do people have to go through process-wise to become part of the Reserve Corps, whether it's the medical or the non-medical side?
If you visit our website, which you had the link provided there from the governor, you'll see that there is an orientation component that is required, and also there is a criminal background check that we do. Certainly, if in the state of executive order right now with the emergency order, we certainly are able to utilize the nurses and doctors and other health providers who are licensed, their current criminal background. But for all those who are non-healthcare, we do have to do a quick little background check. But there is a process there that they have an orientation, they sign up, and we welcome help because it takes us together to do so. And again, persons could be taking information down, transcribing, helping us with setup. So again, you don't have to be licensed.
And how large is the Corps at this time, and what's the state strategy to try to recruit more?
Well, we've had an ongoing strategy. It's been very much planned and purposeful. We have units in Sussex, Kent, and Newcastle. The contract with the state is actually coordinated through the Office of State Emergency Services and the Department of Public Health. And it is a partnership that has been ongoing for many years now through the School of Nursing at the University of Delaware. And we have in place been working tirelessly over the years to recruit volunteers. And I know after pandemics or after hurricanes or tornadoes, we always get a bump up in the number of volunteers. But this time, there is a major appeal, and thanks to Governor Carney and the public media with the Department of Health and Social Services, we really appreciate persons who perhaps are retired. They may have worked in communications or a restaurant, frontline, been a bus driver, you name it. We take all skill sets of persons, and we welcome them. If you can imagine, we have several hundred thousand persons that are going to need to be vaccinated. We are lucky in that we have a state that has quick access to pharmacies and also partnerships with hospitals and federally qualified health centers. But the pods that we are creating, both at the Department of Motor Vehicle and fire halls and other locations in the state really do need a lot of volunteers. And so, you know, each night we're out. I was out, you know, we have been in Sussex, and we were out last night at Delaware City DMV. Tonight we're in Middletown, Friday night in Marshallton. We need help. So all hands on deck.
And the pods you mentioned, those are large-scale vaccination events that the state has been scheduling. Can you, you touched on this a bit. Can you get a little bit more into the details of what role the Corps plays at those events?
Yeah, well, the Corps, depending upon the partnership request, because we certainly are doing this also with paramedics and other state emergency personnel or licensed persons, we play really every role that you can think of. Right now, we haven't had that many folks directing traffic, but we can go from the person as soon as the car turns the corner to coming in to being screened, to taking down information on who is driving through, because of COVID precautions, you've got to be in the car, you got to do a drive-through, or if it's a walk-up, we have to have certainly 6 feet and do the social distancing parameters with masking. But we have vaccinators, we have scribes, and we have persons taking down information. So every role imaginable, we are there at the table helping with the large pods.
Now, during the first wave of the virus in the state, there was a concern about exceeding the capacity, and Delaware's hospitals and some field hospitals were set up for that eventuality. During this latest outbreak, the governor has made it seem like that is not at least an immediate concern. But if the under the eventuality that we did overwhelm the existing medical infrastructure in the state and field hospitals had to be put into effect, would the Corps then play a role in supporting those efforts?
The Medical Reserve Corps is quite capable of assisting, whether it's in a response in which we're living in now with the pandemic. Like you said, we are not there at this point, meaning to erect additional hospitals or shelters. But our team, I'm so proud of them, over the years have been the ones, whether it's a blizzard and a storm, they go out right behind public health and our National Guard to erect the shelters that are placed, whether it's in our schools, whether it's in a fire station, whether we had in the last year. Let me give you a couple of examples from this past year. You know, if there was flooding, we will often be on standby and have to go erect shelters. So staff are often in the shelter. Or if there's a snowstorm. Last year we had a fire at a large hotel. So still not a hotel, in a housing unit, housing in the city of Newark. And so my staff, you know, our volunteers and staff were prepared to provide and be present in the shelter. So it varies. And so, yes, in the pandemic, we would have a role to be assistive to others in any type of shelter and varying levels of skill set. We have active physicians, nurses, members of the Guard even as part of the Corps. But again, we have incredible retired individuals who want to contribute. And that's the great thing about your readership and your listeners. You know, there is a role for everyone. And so we welcome persons who are interested and feel comfortable and would like to help.